You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, welcome, beautiful, magnificent light to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for being here. I can absolutely feel everyone's energy. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you for being here in the collective consciousness and for being here with the intention of expanding consciousness and awareness. This particular theme for Wisdom of the Ancients is collapsing the illusion, stripping away the illusion, stripping away what they call Maya, peeling back all those layers, those veils that reveal our true selves. So as we start this call today, we call on the ancient ones. We call on all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today and to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guests to you. Mary and Gary O'Brien are channels for the energy called Tsar and are best-selling authors from Australia. They show people all around the world how to collaborate with energy to remove blockages and integrate spiritual knowing and wisdom into everyday life using their unique models of understanding called the Bridge of Collaboration and the Energy Reflex Energy Code. Their simple yet profound energy-based approach enables you to embody your knowing of who you truly are and to live joyfully as that extraordinary light and beauty. They are being featured in the upcoming documentary, They Call Us Channelers, due for release in 2019. Exciting, Mary and Gary. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ian. It's a pleasure and honor to be here.
Beautiful. Yeah, I can't wait to see that documentary. So, you know, before we get started, when is that coming out? Do we have a release date yet?
No, we don't yet. We're still waiting on that, but it's going to be fabulous. We're on it, and Cryon and Jeffrey Hoppy and the Crimson Circle crew and
Paul Selig. Sorry.
So it'll be a really fascinating.
Yeah.
All the ways channeling happens.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So we're going to experience a little bit of that today. Let me share with everyone what's going to happen today. So Mary and Gary are here with us. And the topic today is walking in the footprints of light that were imprinted on the earth 75,000 years ago. There's going to be channeling of Tsar. So Mary and Gary, many of you know them, of course, but there might be some of you on the call who've never heard them before. So they'll be channeling. Make sure you dial in and ask your question online. So *2 to raise your hand. If you're on the phone, *2. To raise your hand, or if you're on the webinar page, put your name in, your question, and we'll get to as many as we can. There's also going to be a group clearing a little bit later on in the show, as well as a potent ancient chant to grow your clear light and love. So it's really going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. You know, we are all part of this unique collaboration with Earth, Spirit, and humans. And so that's some of the topic today, how to clear conflict and disharmony across the globe and in your own life. So we've got a little bit of the agenda covered there. So Mary and Gary, you know, for those people on the call who've never heard you before, maybe heard of you, but haven't had the pleasure of actually dialing in and listening to you, can you share with us a little bit around how you came to meet Tsar? I hear you've been channeling Tsar for nearly 11 years, and you also channel the Earth. Could you please share a little bit of your background and how you came to be used in that capacity?
Well, look, it's a fascinating story, as always, when we all connect with Spirit, Ian, because the timing is usually driven by Spirit, not by us, at least not by our conscious selves. So we began communicating with Tsar 11 years ago, and it was the result of a lot of very synchronistic experiences, including Gary having a strong past life experience during an energetic massage when we were in Colorado in the US. And when they spoke to us the first time, we weren't really expecting it at all. We were doing channeled writing, and meditating and doing all of those kind of things, but neither of us ever expected to channel. So Gary channels as a full trance channel, as people will experience today. He leaves the building, as we say, and the energy then speaks through him. And I channel as an aware channel. So I feel the energy as it comes through, and I can hear the pieces that aren't being spoken but are in the frequency packages that are being shared. And I add those as that human bridge between the energetic and the human. And then it's only really in the last, 12 months, actually, that the Earth first spoke through Gary to us. And that was when we were in Alaska last June. And we'd taken a group on an intensive retreat to return light into the Earth in Alaska in a place that Tsar had identified for us. And the purpose of that was to really kickstart again what we call the saffron heart frequency, this frequency of pure love and compassion, non-judgment for ourselves and for everything that is and everyone that is around us. And so Tsar directed us to Alaska. And while we were there with the group from all around the world who had gathered, there were about 40 of us there, we were doing this very powerful frequency ritual on the shore of a lake. The earth spoke through Gary. Tsar was speaking to the group, and then the next thing, these words that none of us consciously understood, but we all felt and understood, began to be shared with us. And that was really an opening, that through the collective focus of that group, we opened a portal for the earth to come through and speak to us in this particular way. And so that's been 12 months, and it's just getting stronger and clearer and more potent, because our connection with the earth is really our key to amplifying our spirit, because we live, as I was always said, within the earth, not on it. We are a part of it. Mm. And the more we collaborate clearly with it, the more all that we are shows up.
Mm. Yeah, very, very interesting and unique. So I'm curious here. I'm curious about the messages that you receive from beautiful, beautiful Mother Earth in such deep gratitude. I'm so excited to get to that part where maybe some of Mother Earth comes through today. But with Tsar and with Mother Earth, are the messages very similar?
It's absolutely fascinating. Because when the Earth first came through, as Mary said, we were standing on the edge of this lake, sort of in the mountains in Alaska, and we were guided to this lake, and we had created an energy of what we described at that time as four cities, and I was not in any possible way expecting the earth to come through, but the energy, I was channeling Tsar at that stage, and then the energy moved me back into the water. So I was standing in the water, and later I realized there was water leaking into my boots. but then they put water, and I also came back and I had very wet head because they were putting water all over my head as if it was awakening me or connecting me or doing something. And it was then that the earth came through and spoke, and it was only briefly. And then ever since then, it's been growing in its awareness and in its intensity. And the earth shared with us a meditation just recently in which their message was that they are, I can sort of feel the emotion as I say it, but they are proud of who we are. They realize and recognize us. And of course, they don't agree with how a lot of humans are, what they're doing to the earth, but they are proud of us as a being. And within that meditation that they shared with us, it's quite an extraordinary and moving experience to hear that, given what we do to the earth on a daily basis.
And and that meditation for everyone, that's the walking in the footprints of light meditation that we shared as the gift for people registering for the webinar. And so if people want to feel that, and it really is a beautiful meditation. The similarity, or really, I think Zara and the earth are both giving us the same message. And if one is coming from the ethereal, from spirit and energy, and the other is coming from the physical manifestation of that as the earth. And we ask the earth for a name, for, you know, what I said to them, what do we call you? Because just referring them to it as the earth felt very impersonal, and also felt odd because earth is a human word that we have in English given them. And it didn't feel right. So I said to Zara, look, I'd love to ask the earth if there's a word, a name that we can call them, because as people will feel today when they meet them, they are just so beautiful to connect with. The relationship people feel so quickly with them is extraordinary. And so Zara said, oh, we can do that, young one. And so then the earth, I called the earth forward, which is my role to invite the earth into these collaborations, because they need to be invited by a human to bridge that, the communication. And I explained that I would like a name, and it was so interesting, Ian, because they were silent for a while, and they were really feeling not just my energy, but the energy of the humanity that they are going to connect with through us. And I could see and feel what they're doing was finding the name that captured the frequency of this place of our true knowing and our freedom and our love that we would feel through connection with them. And the name they gave us was Teo Mapua. Teo Mapua. And it's really beautiful. As we've been working with it, and I've been working with it in my meditations, there's a very expansive and deep resonance, as people will feel. Teo Mapua. And it's not a particular language, it's a frequency that we connect with. And so what the earth and Zara are sharing with all of us is, as this theme is for the season, to collapse the illusion. To step out of that illusion of our separation from each other and from the earth, from our separation from our spirit. For many who are on a spiritual path, the separation from their body and their physical, because a lot of teachings in the past have taught us to deny the physical because we're seeking something that's grander, that's purer in the energetic, and the physical is the impediment to that. So to deny that illusion and to come together as this extraordinary whole. So same message, but coming from two different angles. And it feels like it's really, from the sessions that we've been doing, clearing sessions with the earth, and what's been happening for people, they're shifting even more quickly into that expanded non-illusion, non-duality, because we're bringing both energy and spirit into physical and spirit through the earth into that process.
Beautiful, beautiful. I see. I wanted to have you speak to us a little bit about the Wisdom Keepers. So moving to the Wisdom Keepers who walk the earth, and certainly the topic is very, very intriguing. Walking in the footprints of light that were imprinted on the earth 75,000 years ago. And so who were the Wisdom Keepers? So who are the Wisdom Keepers that you, or who you are referring to?
So as you ask that question, Ian, I can feel Zara is very keen to be part of this conversation. So they're joining us as I'm answering, and then I'll also invite them to share more about this. Please. Zara told us quite a few years ago about the event that they refer to as the first campfire for humanity, which was 75,000 years ago. And that first campfire, and this is when the Wisdom Keepers came forward, that first campfire was to re-implant the light of compassion and connection in the humans that were on the earth at that time. It was, some people I think refer to it, it's a star seed, you know, there's different language and stories, creation stories if you like, or light stories around this. But the way Zara describes it is that humanity had got to the point, and there weren't many humans on the planet, of course, at that point, but they got to the point where there was the potential that had been placed within human to feel connection and compassion above mere survival and the individual, but it hadn't actually been activated. They were still in survival mode. And what Spirit realized was that unless something was done, unless there was an intervention, which is pretty unusual for Spirit to do, but they could see that unless that happened, humans would actually not be around for terribly long because there wasn't a larger sense of self or creation within them. And so this first campfire was created, and these energy beings came and placed the saffron heart light, this light of our true essence and who we truly are, within the individuals. And the members of that first campfire, who were the wisdom keepers who experienced that, the humans, then went out across the globe. There were four campfires across the planet at that time. They went out across the globe and shared their light and wisdom with other humans. They were the first shamans in many ways. And what's so fascinating is when Zar first told us this story, and they were saying 75,000 years ago, and Gary and I were thinking, oh, that seems like a long time ago. I don't think there was anything much happening on the Earth back then. Well, interestingly, maybe it's 6 years since they began telling us about this, we've been doing research, and sure enough, there were changes in human DNA around that time, which we didn't know about, but of course, you know, Spirit knows. We catch up to what they share with us, as you would know, I'm sure. So it's a beautiful story, but I'd love Zar to share with it, because as they tell it to you, you'll feel their frequency with it. So Zar has joined us. Welcome, Zar, to this very beautiful gathering.
Welcome, welcome, young ones. And so the energy of the first campfire. Have you as human wondered why you have not destroyed yourselves yet? Have you ever thought about it? If it was not for the first campfire, you would have, young ones. The reason you have not destroyed yourselves yet is because of the light of creation that exists within you and as you. It was placed there for purpose, for reason. It is why so many of you are searching, continuously searching. So many of you know that there is something so much more within you than the physical reality is suggesting to you that is around you. There is something extraordinary that you all know, and you wish it to be manifest within this physical form. Creation came forward with the realization that if human was left without any connection, then they would perish. For it is only via connection that humans survive. Can you understand this so far, young one? Within all human, there is an awareness. And it is that awareness that allows you as a human to evolve, to become, shall we say. Planted within the first campfire was that awareness to share. And so they became, shall we say, the seeds of an aware humanity. There is still that exists within you, that space of free will, and so you can decide, or so you think. But what exists within you is the beginning of creation. What exists within all of you is a knowing that is indeed undeniable. And as young Mary has said, you live within the earth. You are a part of its creation. You do not live on it. You are not separate from it. You live within it. You are a part of it. Nature implies you as well, young ones. And the more you as humans begin to recognize that, the less you will begin to damage your home. So in a little nutshell, there it is. You may ask us questions as you desire.
I would love to have someone from the community ask a question.
Wonderful.
Let's do that. So this is a little bit before we normally do this, everyone, so I'm pulling a surprise on you. But since we have Zara with us right now, I'm going to call on Baltimore, Maryland, 4022, and you are live with Zara. And if you have a question, you are welcome to ask it. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm pushing. I had a question.
Oh,
so as we're torn in multiple, some of us may be torn in multiple directions, how can we best make our way to where we're meant to be?
Oh, fascinating. Yes, young one, fascinating question. What we wish all of you to look at is your relationships. When you as a human begin to recognize your relationship with, you see, for all of you, every human being exists within relationship. You cannot not be in relationship. So begin to question your relationship. And the first one to question is your relationship with self. And as you begin to question your relationship with self, what does it mean? Where do you fit into your own life? Where is that expression of love for self? That expression and that energy of self first, for it is not selfish, young ones, for self first. The expression of relationship, when you begin to relate it to you, you begin to question this you that is asking the questions. Why are you asking? Why do you wish to become more collaborative, more creative, more loving? When you begin to look at your own relationship with yourself, then you will begin to see how you live within the energy of this earth and how the earth is here to nurture you, to support you, and to balance you. You see, the earth is an energy as you are, and you have left an imprint within its surface. That imprint that you have left has been, in so many ways, via an expression of denial. For many of you have not asked the questions of you. And you have been in your battle. You have been in your pleasure or your reward or your pain or your fear. And those footprints have left an imprint within the earth, for energy reflects energy. It is only when you become aware to begin to ask questions of where you fit in, who is this you that is fitting in, that you can begin to change your reality and the space that you exist within. How the earth relates with you. And so, young one, that is the first place to begin.
You know, and I would add in too, I'm always curious when, as humans, we think there's somewhere we're meant to be. And I'm always much more curious to explore who I feel like I'm meant to be being, and more importantly, who I'm choosing to be. Because where we think we're meant to be will be determined by our sense of self, who we think we are, what we think we're meant to be doing, what other people are expecting of us. And as I said, when we really explore our relationship with ourselves and start to build that as our primary focus, that love for self, where we nurture and get to know who we truly are, the physical and the energetic coming together, that bridge of collaboration that Ian mentioned at the start of the webinar, we then can say, what's the life that this me is choosing to create? And that may not be where we think we're meant to be when we start the journey, because it's a reflection of a life that reflects who we're choosing to feel and be, and the light and the beauty that we are.
Thank you. Well, thanks for calling in. Much love.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Beautiful question. Lovely question. So I wanted to, bring the conversation a little bit back to how everyone on the call can really learn about how to be that unique collaboration. So I know Zara's mentioned relationship, but if we just bring this back to maybe again the individual level, and so if we have people who are feeling a desire or a yearning to collaborate more with the earth, with spirit, with ourselves, with all our brethren in all realms, all our beautiful animals and plant brothers and sisters, how do we collaborate more with all beings, especially those who we are encountering here on this planet?
Well, allow us to ask the question of you in order to answer this. Why do you wish to do that? We know it's a curious one, but play along.
It is for the desire to be harmonious, and the desire to be connected, and to also honor each other.
But why do any of those? Why be harmonious? Why be connected? Why care? Why bother? Why?
Well, I think it comes from a place of feeling that we have maybe taken advantage of certain species, or we haven't fully respected the species, the other beings that are here, and really wanting to repair some of the damage that is perceived to have been done. That's my view.
We agree. And why has the damage been created? What has been the catalyst that created this damage, young one?
Well, that's because we have fallen into a state of separation consciousness.
Yes. Haven't we? Well, you, as humans. Yes.
Very quick not to lump yourself in with us, sir.
Yes. No, we're definitely not human. No. What a beautiful awareness, young one, you see. The why question is always fascinating, because you will always return to that awareness of what you are doing, because you're separated. You're separated from your knowing. You're separated from your sense of self. And so you want to heal, and you want to stop this and stop that. And so what you feel is a sense of pain, or what you feel is a sense of anger or fear or frustration. There's a difficulty in that. Energy reflects energy. If you are doing something out of fear or pain or anger, then the energy within this you is creating that reflection in the environment around you. And the earth does not need more of that. The reason you want to change anything is because of connection, because of you feeling your wholeness. So it's not something you do, it is someone you are. You change the world because you are the changing world. That is why, young ones, you do something because you see energy reflects energy. It is why we began with the understanding of relationship. When you recognize you and your connection with the world, not to it, with it. And when you feel that, then you know there's no separation. You are creation's reflection in the physical, the world's reflection in the physical. You work collaboratively, meaning equality. Your energy is in perfect and beautiful flow with that of the world. And so as you are, the way you relate to yourself, the way you relate with your neighbors, the way you relate with nature, is in a harmonious and beautiful, reflective, connective way. It begins with you, right here, right now, in this moment, with the universal question, who do you know yourself to be? That, you see, young ones, is how you work with the world. You don't need to change the world. You need to work with the world as the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Can you understand this, young ones? Hmm.
I think that, the words that you're speaking, there's a vibration behind that. And then the vibration is obviously working to do some of the healing through the words that you say. So yes, but it takes a little bit of concentration to fully understand what you say. Yeah.
Yes, yes. We understand completely, young one. Yes, it does. It'll sink in. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
And Ian, one of the things that we share, and it's a free resource on our website, are the Saffron Heart movements.
Mm.
And what people find as they do these movements, and they grow their acceptance of them as this Saffron Heart frequency, as this frequency of love and compassion for all that is, them and all that is around them, then not only does that, it creates more sameness. And the movements actually energetically share that sameness of you with the universe, with the earth, and with the energy field and humanity that's around you. And the number of times we get feedback from people as they work with these Saffron Heart movements, that when they go outside and begin to do them, the birds appear or animals appear, or, you know, there's nature shows up. And so they're a beautiful practical collaboration between the physical us and our energy to begin to communicate more with nature so that we can collaborate. And we can also, I remember when we were in Alaska, it was so beautiful because at one point Zah said, the earth feels your return. They feel what you are returning to them, and they're joyous. And so with the Saffron Heart movements, what we're doing is we're saying to the earth and to all of nature, here we are. We are powers of light. We are beings of light and love. And we are standing in that knowing of us and sharing that, growing that, because that becomes we talk about the saffron ripple effect that is flowing out from everybody that does that, is the rising tide that lifts all ships, where we all begin to see our sameness in our collaboration, and we operate from a place of self-love and love for all that is around us.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I'm going to ask Mary, because I'm not sure if I should ask Zara or Mary, but just in terms of the next things, there's a couple of things I'd like to do. I'd like to get to the phones for some personal questions. And then also I'd like to get to either one of those clearings, either the Te Ao Mapua chant or the group clearing by the earth. So I'd like to do those two things next. Would it be okay to do personal questions next, or would you suggest that we do some of the, maybe the chanting one or the clearing?
Look, I think maybe let's do a couple of personal questions, and then we'll, and that will be with Zara and me, and then we'll invite the earth in, and they'll speak, and Zara will translate, and people will feel the frequency of Te Ao Mapua as they speak with us, and then they can share, they'll feel the energy of everybody on the call, and everybody who will be joining in later, and they'll give us either the chant or the clearing as that next step.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay. So everyone, if you are on the phone and you'd like to ask a personal question, *2 to raise your hand. So *2 to raise your hand on the phone, or again on the webinar page, put in your question on the webinar page in that little box along with your name, and we'll go through and we'll see how many we can get to. So let's go to Miles Cross on the phone, Roberts, Wisconsin. 1469, you're on live.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Oh, well, I'm, it's not Miles, that's my husband. It's Jewel, Mary, and Czar.
Hello, Jewel.
Yeah, so I've had the pleasure of being part of the campfire, and I was so excited, Ian, that you had Czar on. So I would ask Czar how they might reflect on my journey with others.
How we might reflect on your journey. Young one, you see, it will be the same as we have always seen you. We have always seen you in your wholeness and in your beauty. For it is who and you always are, regardless of what you think you are in this physical life. With all the energies that are human, there is always something and one thing that is known, that you all will return. That you all will return to your wholeness, to your beauty, to your being. And you, young one, are doing just that. You have awakened to your wholeness, and you are allowing yourself the joy of your return to your knowing. Perfect, young one, perfect. Yes, oh yes.
And I'd add, Angel, from the conversations we've had with you, and I remember you said that it's only pretty recently that you've woken up, as you've described it, and become aware of energy in this whole other part of life. The thing that always strikes me when we speak is that your energy is so open and ready. You know, things are shared, there's information in the campfire, there's conversations you've had with us and Czar, and you just soak it up because, and I think so many people can relate to this too, when there's that time when you go, okay, I've drawn the line in the sand, I'm now ready to really shift into living with more joy and peace and beauty, the dual beauty that you are, then you open your arms and it floods into your heart and you allow that. And that's so beautiful to experience.
Oh, thank you, Czar. Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Much love. Thanks for calling in. Blessings to you. Beautiful. All right, let's go to Montreal, Quebec. And it's going to be 9902, or the last four digits of your phone number, and you're on live.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, welcome.
I want to know, what can Czar tell me? How does he see my enlightenment?
It is a curious question, shall we say, to ask him once. For we see your enlightenment as whole. And that is what is. It is how you perceive what you are doing and your journey that will make the difference to how much of your own enlightenment you will accept.
Okay, then if I put it in other words, what is blocking me?
And so, blocks. Let us ask you this question to answer that. Who do you know yourself to be, young one?
I am a healer.
Healers are truly fascinating energies. For with the energy of healing, you see, there is such an awareness that joins with them. Many healers are indeed drawn, in fact, have to do what they are doing. Many healers do it at their own expense because they feel this want and this need to do it, to save the other. What we wish all healers to understand is that you are not merely vessels. You are not merely conduits for the energy that you work with. You are the expression that energy reflects energy. The energy has chosen you because it wishes you to become aware of the you that you are not currently accepting. The energy that you work with is there to work with you. And many times, of course, as healers, you want to share that energy and that knowing with everyone else. Let us say to you this, young one. You are not there to heal anyone. Yes, that's perfect. Little fairies coming in just to emphasize that point. You are there to accept the wholeness of you. You are there to accept you are creation's reflection in the physical form and that the beauty that you are is what you will share with the other, not to heal them, but to return them to their own knowing of wholeness, for that is your journey. It is every human's journey. The moment humans begin to take away the word or the identification of healing and return you to the knowing of wholeness, balance comes back into your life, into your existence. Oh, there is a beauty within you, young one, that is quite extraordinary. And there is also the doubt and the struggle. Do not perceive you as a block. Perceive you as just listening. Listen and allow more. Nothing to get rid of. Everything to be and to become.
One of the tools that we share with people is the universal energies for healing and wholeness, the realms of creation that Zaha has brought forward to us. And one of those energies in particular, magenta, is an energy we can collaborate with as we heal, either when we're healing ourselves or healing another. And the reason that we work with it is because it allows us to make our starting point wholeness. So when we sit with another as a healer or a practitioner, whatever the phrase, the name may be that you give to the work that you do, you sit with them and the first thing you do is you see their and feel their wholeness, not the problem they presented with. You see their wholeness that exists beyond the constriction or the restriction or the ailment, because who they truly are, the energy of them, is always and only ever whole and complete. And as you work with magenta, with people in this way, what it allows is for them to shift their physical mindset, as well as the physical experience, out of the focus on the restriction and the problem into an acceptance of the whole self that is already here. And so you grow who they already are. And as that energy shifts and changes, then the physical, which is a reflection of their doubt and their separation, starts to shift as well. The physical can come into alignment with their whole extraordinary majesty. So the realms of creation are beautiful energies to work with, and they are part of the package we're offering. And I know Ian will chat about that later, but I wanted to mention these universal energies as part of this this conversation too.
Beautiful, thank you. Well, thanks for calling.
Wow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just absolutely resonate with that. That's so beautiful, you know, picture of the person's wholeness. That's really namaste. You know, the God in me, the God in me sees the God in you, or recognizes the God in you. That's really the same thing. It's very, very similar. It's so beautiful. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful reminder.
Perfect.
I'd like to see if we can go and answer some web questions. Of course, there's no interaction here, so we can't get interaction. But you know, we've got our wonderful Anita from Amsterdam. Anita writes in, "Hello, Mary and Gary and Zara. What message does Mother Gaia have for me from the realm of the crystalline consciousness or the frequency of colors?" Anita's an artist. So very much colors. What message does Mother Gaia have for me? Or Zara, what message does Zara have for Anita?
The message. Whenever this young one is drawn to create what the earth wishes, well, we'll talk collectively as earth and us. What we wish you to feel is your collaboration, you see. You do not do your art. You never have. But your art is a reflection of your knowing. The energy of creativity is a flow, and it is reflective of your being. What we wish you to understand, young one, is to, oh goodness, when the earth comes forward to give you the chant, sing it from your highest voice, young one. Oh yes, oh, you're going to be tickling and dancing all over your country, yes. Oh,
tiptoeing through the tulips, Anita.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
And Anita, when Ian read out your question, what flooded in for me was the realm of lavender, the colour lavender. And lavender is creation's love. It's creation's love for us, for who we truly are. And from that space of love for us, we expand, because there is no judgment, there is no restriction. So my sense with you and lavender is to play with collaborating with that frequency of universal love, what we think about as the capital L love, not the, you know, greeting card version of love, but that expansive love that is almost beyond articulating with words. And use the colour of lavender, either as you paint or just as you think and feel it, as you're getting the visual of you sliding into your creative space on this beautiful, almost like a ribbon of lavender that's just flowing and taking you in. So play with lavender as an access point for a larger creative expression for you. And as you, as Zara is saying, because it's you being expressed in everything that you do.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's do, can we do the ancient chant, the Te O Mapua? Can we do that?
Mm. Yeah, that would be lovely. We'll call in the earth, and I wish we had video webinar, Ian, because when the earth speaks with us, they're very animated, and they do lots of gesturing, so people just have to imagine this going on as well as when you hear the frequency. So people have said when they've heard the earth speak, for some people it sounds like Hawaiian, or we've got a large community in New Zealand. For them, a lot of the words feel and sound like Maori words. Others say that it sounds Native American. All sorts of different sounds are in there. It's not a language per se, it's a frequency language. And so the words will shift and change based on who the earth is speaking with. So I invite people to just immerse themselves and sink into this frequency. So the earth will speak, and then Za will come back and they will translate and share what the earth has shared with us. And the earth will give us, I'll let you know when it's the chant that they're going to give us. So if everyone just takes a moment and just take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel your connection, your collaboration with the earth, with Te O Mapua, the sameness, the recognition that we live within and as earth, not as separate beings on its back. And as you feel that, I'll chant to invite the earth in to be with us in this very sacred and ancient space that we're all creating together. Alone apua, alone to. Halone apua, halone toi. Halone apua, halone toi. So welcome, Te O Mapua, we would love you to share a message to this extraordinary community, and also then to share with us a chant that we will all be able to continue to experience and express and grow as we strengthen our knowing of who we are and our collaboration with you and with all nature and all beings.
Hung quela e ta poe na he. O e ta pei ne he wa ye to. O alaya kawa la he na wo. O e la em kwe to ye a he wa na pa. He so e la pa pua. O ne a la. Be. Ho, 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 ya. Ho, lo, ay, ne, po, ye, ha, o, ye. O, o, ye, la, pa, ka, ne, ya, tepi, 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 wang, ko, ye, fu, la, pa, ne, ya. Ho, 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 lo, la, pa, pa, ye, la, wo, ye, ne. Ha, po, po, ye, po, ye, po, ye, wa, 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 ye, wa, na, ha, ye.
So now Zara will come back and translate. But the last part that the earth shared where they went tippy tippy, which people possibly heard and could feel that frequency, they often will say that it's a celebration. And it was part of them feeling the celebration of everybody's return and connection. It was very, I don't know, I feel quite moved by it. It was very beautiful as they share that.
Mm-hmm.
And well, let us share with you then what the earth has said. We wish you to know how long the earth has been waiting for the return of human touch, for the return of human awareness. The earth wishes you to recognize that it knows and feels your essence, your being, and your purpose. The earth, well, they want to feel you dance upon their surface again. They wish you to feel their essence dancing within your own heart. They wish you to feel their beating as your beating. If you will allow the earth to collaborate with you, then more joy and more dancing will be present within your existence. And then they shared a thank you with you, for those of you who are listening, which is where they say boy boy, which is their thank you to you.
So now we'll invite the earth back in again and ask them to share, bring forward a chant for us, which is, we'll have that beautiful frequency of us dancing with them, dancing in our hearts with them. So again, allow yourself to feel that beautiful frequency as we call them back in. Hoane, hoane poyate. So the next words that the earth will say will be the chant that they'll give us, and I'll repeat it. And what I always do with the chants that they've been giving is I write it out phonetically. You know, there's no correct spelling or wrong spelling, just so that you can recall it and repeat it for yourself.
Holo wa paye oto ale poia. Topo wahe. Topo wahe. Oaye. Aha wa. Na. Ho. Ho. He. Ha. Ho. Ha. He. Le. Wang. Ai. Ni. Po. Ye. Wa. Ha. Le. Ho.
Will you hear that to us again?
Ho, heng kwe wa la.
It was a longer one. Sometimes the chance that the earth gives us are maybe three or four words, which is great because they're very easy to remember, but this was a beautiful
one.
Oh, you give us a little one as well? Okay, so we're going to get a little chant as well as that longer one that we can all. Okay, so here's the short chant for us.
He wasa toya pulaha. He wasa oinu puyehe. E hona le poene.
ho ewhang ali ha
ke
ho 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 king tua fa le ho ho ya
ai na strength strength of love
ho, self ho ho ali ke king ho hang ali wa Hey.
Linking,
hey.
Connecting
ho.
Us.
Ho, ho,
okay.
Ho, ho,
so that last short chant was for us to strengthen our love for self and to be able to stand in that strength of our love for self and to connect us back to the earth and to all that is around us. You want Ian to ask you a question?
Okay.
Ian, the earth would like you to ask him a question.
To ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if there's a question that's come in from the audience.
Let me do a quick scan and let's see what's going on here for a question. That might be good. The question that's coming through actually comes from Melbourne, Australia. This is Trevor from Melbourne, Australia. And Trevor is asking the question around the interference of mainstream media and its role in maybe hindering our expansion of consciousness. And I'm going to expand upon that and ask a question in the same vein. So if you just keep that question in mind, the next question that's coming through is how do we taper the use of electronics and technology because it's a severe disruptor of us getting back to truth. So the question would be around media and technology and how do we best taper their use so that they don't disrupt as much as they do today.
So Darren, I'll translate what they have shared in response to that to those questions, Ian.
Connection, young one, is what the earth said. That is all there is. Why do so many humans separate themselves in the way that they do? You see, it's all your behaviors. Your behaviors about your electronics or your thinking or your media or whatever else you want to describe it as. It's your own separation from you. You're all hiding in the energies of the world, of what you think is reality. And you miss your connection to the beauty around you. The earth summed it up in one word, connection. For that is all there is, young ones. When humans do not feel connection, then they revert to separation. So why do you do anything? Because you do not feel the you that is doing it. And so then you turn on this and listen to that and do this and destroy that and hurt another. And well, that's what separation is.
It's interesting, isn't it, Ian, that it makes sense that when we're not growing and feeling our true connection to who we are and to the earth and to, you know, our life and spirit, then what people do is they seek out an artificial connection, and that artificial connection through the media and through technology becomes a disruptor because it distracts us from the focus on who we truly are.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is the more we grow our own connection, then we're not affected by those other things, and we can experience them and enjoy them. You know, I often tell the story about a few years ago, Gary and I were working in the States, and we're in New York, and we're in Times Square one night, and we saw M&M World, and we looked at it, we were absolutely horrified, you know, so plastic and garish and bright and awful. And that was quite kind of early-ish on in our journey. And then the more we went back a few years later and we saw M&M World, and we were delighted by it because instead of seeing the horribleness of it, we saw the delight, and we also saw all the different colours of the M&Ms. For us, they represented these realms of creation, the universal energies. So we went in and we weren't interested in the chocolates at all. We were going, oh, look, there's the saffron realm in a little cushion, and there's the green realm, which is all about our knowing and our true connection to wisdom. And we had a very different experience of it. So as we change, our experience of what's out there changes, and it becomes then a different reflection in the world. Mm-hmm. So it always comes to us.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, if it works for you now, I would love it if you would show people or tell people about your offer. So I'd love to direct people to the offer page so they can follow along visually. If that's fine with you, Mary, I'm not sure if Zara's going to come back or if Gary's going to come back or stay as Zara. But either way, that's fine with us.
Yeah. We might, when we've talked about this, Ian, actually, I have a very strong feeling that what we'll do, and we weren't planning on this, so I hope it's okay with you, but to bring the earth in and to have maybe one or two people ask a question of the earth about what their key blockage is in this life, because this is really the work that the earth is doing with us very strongly at the moment. And what they talk about is that all of our lifetimes, and in this lifetime too, all of our thoughts, we leave footprints. And often the footprints aren't footprints of light, but they're the footprints of our doubt and our denial of self and our restriction. And that feeds into, in some ways, like an aquifer. They're drops of rain or footprints that leave an imprint. And the earth is able to show us what they are and give us an awareness of that. So if it's all right with you and the audience, I just have a very strong feeling to offer that as a couple of questions once we've talked about the package.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. So everyone, if you are wanting to have the earth be channeled and tell you what your key blockages are, please *2 to raise your hand. *2 to raise your hand will take you on the phone. So *2 to raise your hand. Okay, so firstly what we'll do is I'd love to have Gary and Mary share their offer with you. So they've very kindly put together the offer for the Wisdom of the Ancients show today. And if you are looking at the webinar page, everyone, click the orange offer button underneath the photograph, underneath Mary and Gary's photographs. So that would take you to the offer page if you'd like to follow along. If you're not on the offer page, on the webinar page, then you would type in WOTAshow.com, and that would be /... just Mary Gary, MaryGary, just running together. And then the number 6, everything's lowercase. So it's WOTAshow.com, Mary Gary, and the number 6. And that will allow you to follow along visually. As always, this will be sent out. Again, the link will be sent out tonight via email, and then you'll get it over the weekend. But for those of you looking to follow along visually, now's your opportunity. So, Mary and Gary, take us through the Universal Energy Amplifier package that you've prepared for everyone.
Thanks, Ian. Well, what we wanted to do was really put together something that allowed people to step more clearly into growing their energy, the energy of the self they're choosing to be, to move away from who they're not enjoying the experience of living as, or what's happening in their world. And so the different aspects of this are, we're offering 2 live webinars with Zara and the Earth called Walking in the Footprints of Light. And these webinars will be interactive. We'll be doing them online, and they'll be very interactive, and they'll be helping you to identify when you first came into connection with your light in this very deliberate way, and how to step more clearly onto that path. So the Earth and Zara will, through energy practices and ritual, guide you even more clearly into the footprints of light that you have been seeking, rather than some of the little, you know, detours and diversions that we can get caught up in as humans. So the earth will do an energy clearing to for the group to open up into that light more. You'll be guided back to the first last time when you stepped into this knowing. And so the beauty of understanding more of that means that you have a remembering of the you that has always been here, even though at times perhaps it's become a little bit faint. And there will be a chant of remembering that the earth will give us to keep guiding us even more strongly. So those two webinars will be really beautiful and, as I say, interactive. If people can't be on them live, then, of course, the recordings and resources are all made available afterwards as well. The second part is the Universal Energies for Healing and Wholeness, our online course. And I've mentioned some of these realms of creation, the colours and the energies that we can work with to grow our light and also to move out of restriction. So there's energies that we can work with very deliberately. And this online course gives you practices to grow your, to introduce you first to the energies because they become like friends. And then once you've met them, how to work and collaborate with them, excuse me, for yourself and also how you can share these realms with others. So people that have been working with them have quite beautiful experiences of the realms coming in at times when they're in difficulty because the relationship is there and these energies of universe are here to support and assist us. So that online course people can do, it's 12 modules, you do it at your own pace, is video and audio and beautiful practices as part of that. And then our third part is, we've talked a little bit, I think we mentioned about the campfire community, so we're offering two parts of that because that really is the place where the latest frequency and information comes through from Zaar and now the Earth. And so we have a back catalogue of these very powerful frequency webinars with practices in them. So there's a back catalogue of 14 webinars for people, plus also a 2-month live access to our campfire webinar. We join online every 2 weeks. Again, they're interactive. There's a fabulous community that joins from around the world. You can ask questions. It's very vibrant and very connected. And if you can't be there live, you get the audio as well. So all of these pieces have been put together as a turbocharge, if you like, for us to step more clearly into that light of knowing of who we are and to live as that.
Beautiful. Well, what a wonderful offer. So those webinars, let me just ask you, are they going to be webinars where the audience interacts with you so they can ask personal questions, or is it mostly a transmission that the audience receives?
No, they'll be very interactive. So people will be okay. If they can be live, and even if they can't, if they want to send in questions, then we can definitely work with them in that way as well. So, yep, definitely live and interactive. So very much they'll be customised to the energy of the people that sign up because that will be the focus, those beings that feel drawn to really take this next step in the journey of living as who they truly are.
Beautiful. Okay, so everyone, I wanted to just reiterate that these are interactive webinars where you actually get to interact and ask your questions. So that's a beautiful offering to be able to engage and receive the transmissions and the channeling on those webinars. And then tell me a little bit more about this the online course. So it's a 12-part course. With various components, and so if I'm sitting on this side and I'm thinking about not sure of if this course is for me, if you wouldn't mind just one more time, Mary, just kind of summarize what might be different in my life and how I would change once I've gone through this program.
What you will have is a clearer connection to energy and frequency and a clearer direct ability to collaborate with it. So it becomes a natural way of when things come up or times are tough, you have an amazing energetic toolkit and team in a way to call on to support you. So you're able, through what you learn, you're able to, if you're in a particular situation, as an example, you'll work with the process and you will be able to call in the most appropriate energy of these universal energies to support you and to shift you in that time. So what's always interesting is sometimes from a human thinking perspective, let's say you're having a problem in a relationship with someone, you've had a fight. And from our human thinking self, we may assume that it would be the realm or the energy which is about relationships, which is the color orange, that would be the one you would work with. But what's really beautiful when you begin to work with these processes is what the energy that would come forward would be the energy that really is the right one for you. And so, in fact, it may not be the energy focused on relationships. It may instead, say, be the energy of turquoise. And turquoise is about the expression of your true essence. It's creation's voice and us recognizing that we are an expression and a voice of our creation as well. So it may be that where the blockage is that's causing the problem in the relationship is to do with your expression. And so therefore you would have that information from the realms and you would be able to work with that energy to shift and be a different being in that interaction.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. And I know you do a lot of... Go ahead.
I was wanting to add something.
May we also share the realms of creation are messengers for humans. The realms of creation are frequency collaborators. And so for those of you who describe yourselves as healers or connectors, the realms will come forward when you allow yourself to connect into your own space of wholeness, and they will guide you through the processes that you are working with. The realms are extraordinary collaborators. They will not only flow energy with you, they will share that energy with the other seamlessly. They will guide your hand, your mind, your heart, and your being. What also happens is that as you begin to listen to the realms, you begin to see them. And so therefore your human awareness begins to open. You begin to see the world around you, for that's the purpose of what the realms are. They reduce the separation of you and your thinking. And so when you use the realms of creation, you begin to connect to your earth and to your universe. And then you begin to hear so much more than you thought was possible.
Mm-hmm.
So the realms are training you to return to your knowing. Oh, yeah, that's what they do. Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for that beautiful offer for the wisdom community. There's a lot there. I wanted to ask just a minute ago, I wanted to ask about the saffron heart. I know that you do a lot of work with the saffron heart, and there's actually one of the modules is around the saffron heart. So if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit about the saffron heart, because I think that wants to come through.
I'll begin. I think Zara will want to add to that too. So the saffron heart is the frequency of our enlightenment, that light and that spark of beauty that we all truly are. And when we connect in with that, what it does and its purpose is to reduce the illusion and the separation with others. And so we move to a place of true love of self where we don't judge ourselves, nor do we judge others. We see that light and that beauty in others as well. Despite what may be happening around us, we recognize that there is this enlightenment, this saffron light within all. And so the purpose as we work with it and with the saffron heart movements that we created, who came through, that are part of the movement, we actually are sharing that it's a decision to know that that's who we are. and to grow that self. And so we share that through the movements and through our acceptance of the energy with the universe and with the earth and others. And what we find happens as we do, Ian, is, as I said before, you know, nature shows up, which is really beautiful because they feel our return. But we also begin to connect more with others. There's a different heart space opening because we're connecting as that saffron heart light to saffron heart light with another. So is there something you'd like to share
with the saffron heart? The saffron heart came through via a message from the earth. The saffron heart came through because representatives of your human earth sent down into its very expression their frequency. They came forward in their cities. Those who were connected 75,000 of your human years ago, they came forward and they're sent as representatives their frequency into the earth. The earth sent forward the energy of the saffron heart. It is there for you to use. It is there for you to connect with and to connect as. The saffron heart is your reflection of compassion and your reflection of strength. Not strength as in you can lift up a small car. No. Strength as in your ability to allow, your ability to create, your ability to begin.
To be unwavering in our knowing of who we are, really. It's that kind of strength. And Zara's referring to the energy was put back into the earth, as I mentioned before, when we were in Alaska this time last year. And this year we're taking another group to Hawaii in September for the next part of this saffron heart infusing into the earth. And people are very welcome. You don't need to have been to Alaska to join us. But again, it will be a series of learning frequency processes and practices to grow our ability to feel and communicate with energy and then to share that back at the volcano while we're snorkeling with the dolphins, when we do the stargazing. All the time we're bringing our knowing and our collaboration with the earth back in by physicalizing that frequency as part of this trip. So it's a very key focus with all of the work we're doing now with Zara and Te Apo and the earth.
Thank you. Well, again, thank you for that beautiful offer. I wanted to get to the phones now and work with some people with key blocks. So let's do that. Let's go to, I'm going to bring someone on from Whittier, California. Whittier, California, and the last four digits of your phone number are 6577. And again, the questions are going to be around key blocks. Hi, welcome.
Hi there. Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I'm curious of what my key blocks are in regarding to that bird print you mentioned.
Nice. All right. What's your name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine. Look, I'll invite the earth back in and we'll ask them to tune into your energy and the energy footprints that you've left in the earth and in this last time and to share that with you. So just allow yourself just to settle as the earth comes in to share this with you and be open to their wisdom for you. Moane, dear Bumi, ha.
Poi poi e wana e pa awa.
So now Zara will come in and explain.
Oh, young one. What the earth was sharing with you was something quite beautiful. And what the earth wishes you to understand from their perspective is how misunderstood you are as a being. That there is such beauty within you, and they wish that you know their connection to you. It is not a block, as you would describe it. It's a misunderstanding of so many humans about the being and the energy that you are. And what the earth wishes you to understand in such extraordinary beauty that they shared was for you to accept this you that is young one. For it is quite extraordinary. And there is a great beauty. It is not a block. It is misunderstanding by others, misrepresentation of self. Oh, can you understand this, young one?
I feel it, yeah.
So, Lorraine, if you... So the focus really for you when you do the either of the chants that the Earth shared with us earlier is to focus on feeling the you that you know that you are regardless of what others have told you. So you're growing that essence of you rather than what you've been taught to do, which is to believe everybody else's opinions of you rather than your own.
Mm.
So the frequency of that chant will allow you to feel that strength you, and the Saffron Heart movements, if you want to grab them from our website, they're free. That will also help you to grow that strength of who you truly are. And of course, the realms would be a beautiful accompaniment, but the chant and that expanding in knowing of who you are regardless of the misinformation that you've been given from others, the misunderstandings, the doubts that have been placed upon you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And so would you say that your program would benefit me?
Yes. In a nutshell, it would, because what you would do in all of the work when you work with the realms as well as in the live webinars, it's all about getting rid of the word I'm getting is the static that sits around you so they come back to a clearer space of knowing who you are.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Lorraine. Much love. Okay. All right, let's go to San Antonio, Texas, and the last four digits of the phone number are 4535. San Antonio, you are live.
Hello, I'm Riadin.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
I would love to know what Mother Earth has to say to me and if what I'm blocking.
Okay. Thanks, Riadin. So again, allow yourself just to feel as much of that true light that you are, and we'll invite in Theramapua to share their knowing with you and to help you clarify what it is that's getting in the way. Oh, Aneha.
Tipi, tipi, woe, I knew it. Hope I ever wore a mamma.
I
do wish we had video for this. People would love seeing all the gestures.
Right.
Oh, welcome, young one. Oh, don't you feel you so strongly? The earth has said to us about you, your roots are so deep. Your energy is so old. There's a wisdom to you, young one, that has existed long before your thinking ever came into being. It wishes you to understand, again, this self that has been taught to deny your knowing, to deny the very roots of your being, the ancientness of you. They wish you, to listen to what you know is so and to dance upon the earth's surface. Young one, you, excuse us, but you're like an incredibly old tree. Yes, in a very happy way, not in a human age space. No.
But that's beautiful, that sense of the ancient tree and the roots of you going down so deep into the wisdom that the earth holds and that you're connected to. So again, Riyadhan, the chant that Te Mapua gave us earlier, play with that, use that to grow and feel that deep knowing of you, grow that you, and watch what shifts around you. It feels very, very potent and beautiful.
Oh, yes, return, young one, return. Not a block. It's a return. It's knowing, jostling with
you. Yes, I really, you know, the chant and the language you're speaking, I know it inside of me. And I know I came in ancient, so thank you for reminding me to return.
We love who you are, young. We truly do.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings. Well, the time has come for us to have you take us through that beautiful group clearing. So, shall we just go into that?
Oh, we're looking forward to this. Not that there's a forward, a past, or a back, but if we were, we would. Yes, so we will. Oh, dear. Humans and time. It's so confusing, yes.
So we'll again invite in the earth. And for those of you who are either listening live or listening back, you will be a part, and you are a part of this frequency and this clearing. So allow yourself to feel the resonance with the frequency of the earth that has sustained us for lifetimes and lifetimes beyond what we can even imagine. Feel the love and the connection and the want for us to recognize and return to who we truly are as the earth comes in to share a clearing of a collective energy that will move us more deeply and root us more deeply into our saffron heart of knowing of who we are, who everybody else is, and to grow that connection with all that is. Hello.
Hoy, hey, a high, and a
And so it is. At the end of that clearing, what was so beautiful, what the earth shared with us, was that they remembered and they know who we are. And they thanked us for being here at this time, for being part of this return of knowing and love to the earth. And they gathered us through their gesture and brought us into their heart, into their love of knowing. And that's where they cradle us. And that's where we are.
Deep gratitude. Thank you so much. Well, Mary and Gary and Czar and the Earth, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and sharing the energy and the transmissions and showing us new ways of being.
Thank you so much. I'm a little bit wobbly.
Yeah. You don't have to speak that.
Hey, thanks, man.
You've been of tremendous, tremendous service as a channel, and thank you so much for that work, Gary, for channeling and providing the insights. You know, having the insights come through you, you know, holding that space and emanating that energy.
Thank you so much, Ian. It's such a pleasure, and I get so much joy from it, and it just creates a resonance in me that I feel for so long. So I'm pretty happy.
Of course, yeah. And Mary, thank you, Mary, for being the one I can speak to.
I just realized too, Ian, that this is, other than in our campfire community conversations, this is the first time that the earth has actually spoken outside our community. So it's a very auspicious, special experience. So it's been beautiful sharing it with you your community, and thank you for holding and opening such a beautiful space for all of us.
No, most definitely, most definitely. It's my pleasure and honor. Yeah, well, thank you, beautiful souls, for being here, Mary and Gary. And also thank you, beautiful souls, magnificent beings of light, for being part of the community and showing up and listening and just really being so committed to raising consciousness and expanding our own awareness. So thank you, everyone.
And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth, we thank Father Son, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us together, being here with us, and supporting us. Many thanks, everyone. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.